This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Who'd have thought that Georgia could be more progressive than Arkansas? In Arkansas, a bill became law on Monday. It's kind of shocking. And it also points up one of the nation's most cowardly governors, Asa Hutchinson. He knew this bill was wrong. He intimated that he had problems with it, but he did not have the courage to do anything. So he sat on it, and it automatically became law without him signing it. That, in my book, is a coward. The law exists for one reason only, to discriminate against gay people. It prevents cities and counties from enacting any civil rights legislation, any anti-discrimination legislation. They can't do it. It's against state law to protect gay people from discrimination in the state of Arkansas. This bill serves no public purpose. All it does is enshrine in state law an animus against gay people. Gay people can be fired simply for being gay, and no city or county can do anything about it. Now, you would think that it would be easy to throw this thing out on the face of it. It's clearly discriminatory. But they were a little cleverer than that. They don't mention gay people at all in the bill. It says that Arkansas's cities and counties cannot exceed state law in protecting people from discrimination. And, hey, at the state level, they're all over discriminating against gay people. They also claim there's a valid reason for the law, so that there is one statewide standard of discrimination for everybody. Which, right now, means pretty much the only group that you can discriminate against are gay people. But at least, you know, it's standard. Whether this could stand up to a court challenge is unclear. And it is the state of Arkansas, so getting a referendum on the ballot to undo this could also be difficult. I suppose a tactic to hurt their tourism might put some pressure on the state, but, you know, who the hell wants to go to Arkansas? Well, I will say, there's some pretty areas of Arkansas. Really like the Hot Springs area. And they have some beautiful lakes. For gay activists, it does seem like they kind of dropped the ball. They didn't get big companies on board to oppose this thing. Now, while PASS doesn't go into effect immediately, it actually goes into effect 90 days after the close of the legislative session, which that isn't until later this summer. But it's unlikely that there's much they can do about it in the interim. Now, here's where the state of Georgia looks a little bit more progressive in comparison. But it's not by much. In Arkansas, no Republican politician came out against this bill. In Georgia, one has. Well, he's a former GOP politician. Michael Bowers used to be Georgia's attorney general, and he was very active defending the state's sodomy laws. Now he sings a slightly different tune. The state has not one but two religious liberty bills making their way through the state legislature that would allow people of faith to discriminate against, well, damn near anything, but especially gay people. He said in a press conference on Tuesday, "The bills, in my judgment, are nothing but an excuse to discriminate. The opportunity to use this as a religious excuse to discriminate is so broad, it's almost impossible to limit. I think that has the potential to be a disaster." The name of Michael Bowers might be familiar because his name is attached to a very important case that went all the way to the Supreme Court, which is now generally referred to as Bowers v. Hardwick. Michael Bowers won in Bowers v. Hardwick. The Supreme Court said that states had the right to criminalize consensual sex between partners of the same gender. Bowers v. Hardwick was overturned in 2003 in the Lawrence v. Texas decision, which said that you cannot criminalize sex between consenting adults. He also won again big in court when Bowers offered a woman a job and he found out she was lesbian and he fired her. She sued, and once again, Bowers won in court. That is why his change in stance is so remarkable. He is opposing a bill that would ensure the right to discriminate, a right that he himself personally took advantage of against a lesbian that he didn't want working for him, simply because she was a lesbian. So this is kind of amazing. If I find other Republicans in Georgia opposing these religious liberty bills, I'll let you know. In North Carolina, where the courts ordered them to allow gay marriage, they're fighting back. The North Carolina State Senate voted yesterday to allow government officials to refuse to marry same-sex couples without fear of being fired. And again, they don't mention gays specifically as the reason, but of course that is the reason. What the bill says is that they can be allowed to not marry anyone because of a sincerely held religious objection. That makes the law even stupider. Religious objection should not be an excuse to allow you to simply not do your job. The way it works is that magistrates would have to submit their objections, and then they would have to recuse himself from doing any marriages for 6 months. Senate leader Phil Berger argued for the bill this way: while the courts have taken steps to provide special rights to some, we must not ignore the constitutionally protected rights of others. Well, he's giving special rights to magistrates to not do their job, and I'm assuming they still get to collect their full salary. The bill is very likely to pass. But don't worry, all this gay discrimination legislation has not slowing states down from their attacks against women and their reproductive choices. The latest is Mississippi. They have asked the Roberts Court to close their only abortion clinic. A federal appeals court overturned their law that said that abortion providers have to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. This is a catch-22 in that nearby hospitals often in these very conservative areas do not allow abortion providers to have admitting privileges. And some don't allow admitting privileges to people who don't work at the hospital. The net result would be to close the very, very last abortion clinic in the entire state. Technically, abortion is a constitutionally protected right in the United States, but the Robert Court has followed a process of allowing legislation to eventually put it out of the reach of everyone. One only has to wonder how you can have a constitutionally protected right that can be literally legislated out of existence.